Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes people can act strange, and sometimes it's completely normal. There's an explanation to it. Sometimes someone's distracted. Sometimes someone is in a mood. Sometimes this happened, that happened, and they're just not themselves. That's normal. That's life that happens. But what do you do when someone you care about, someone you love, someone that you trust, someone that is very religious, suddenly turns into something else, suddenly starts speaking about things that they wouldn't know about, claiming that there's someone else, growling in a way that almost has an unhuman sound about it? What do you do when that's your loved one? How do you handle it? And also, what do you do when you see their figure long after they've died? But this time, it's not that warm, inviting, safe feeling that they more often presented than not. And it's just pure evil. That's a question that one person had to ask themselves in our next story. Take a listen. This experience took place mostly in my teenage years. I'm 23 now. One night when I was 16 years old, I experienced a sleep paralysis episode that I had never had one before. I couldn't move at all and honestly thought I was dead or dying. I was pretty scared. I was able to move again and eventually did my research, and I was relieved to see that it was actually normal. Started having these episodes every night though. Until one night during sleep paralysis, I saw my deceased granddad at the foot of my bed, just floating there. It looked like him, but I knew it wasn't him because it gave off an aura of pure evil. Its eyes were dark, a gray mist surrounded it. A few seconds went by, a full dread, when it suddenly jumps at me. And I woke up literally jumping out of bed, freezing cold, but somehow covered in sweat. I then questioned just how normal this sleep paralysis was. I told my mom about what I saw, and she told me it was probably demonic. She is very religious, or at least she was a lot more at the time in terms of her views. I was too scared to go back to sleep for a couple nights after that time, and my mom blessed the house after that. My granddad was the most religious man in my family. It had me wondering why I would see such a disturbing image of him. So I asked my mom some questions that pretty much led to her telling me a family secret. She told me that before I was born, my grandpa was at his brother's house one day with his cousin, and they were all just talking under a shade tree while my grandpa sat in the seat of his truck. Suddenly, my grandpa's face just went completely blank, and he started mumbling stuff. When my cousin asked him what was wrong, he started growling at everyone, then got out of the truck, turned towards his brother, and started speaking my name. He was saying something like, "My name is Michael," or something, which was not his name at all, and he claimed he was something in his past life I don't want to mention. It scared his brother and cousin so bad that they ran into the house where his sister was at the table making dinner. My grandpa followed them. When he walked in, he just looked around the kitchen, snatched a framed picture with a prayer on it off the wall and slammed it on the table, saying, "We aren't having this in his house." My grandpa's siblings all were eventually able to hold him down and brought him back to normal using prayers. I don't know what all happened as I was not there. When my mom told me the story, I didn't know what to do. I was scared, wondering if something was still in our house. I was still having sleep paralysis every other night, and sometimes when I'd wake up, I'd see a dark figure crawl across my floor into the closet. But the scariest thing that happened to me was when one night I was sleeping on the couch in the living room. When I started having another episode, but this one was different. I felt like something was literally holding me down. Then everything got quiet. I mean, that kind of quiet where you feel like you're in nothingness. So then suddenly, I could hear the most awful growl I had ever heard in my life in my ear. When I came to, I ran and held my mom in her bed, literally crying. At 16 years old, I felt helpless. She just looked scared as me, and she put holy oil on my forehead and stayed up with me. The next day, I was sleep-deprived. I honestly wanted some closure badly, so I rode my bike to my aunt's house and told her everything that's been happening. Once I told her about the growl that I was hearing at night, her face went pale. She said when she was a little girl, she too had heard a growl on the couch in the same room I knew. I knew then that it was not just me being crazy, that this was all real. I went to my other aunt's home and told her the same thing, and she told me that yes, sometimes something had been haunting him and all his children. That one day, while she was riding with Grandpa to the store, the radio changed to static, and they heard the same growl come through it, and it went back to normal. That night, I put a Bible under my pillow and prayed, and it seemed to slow down a little bit. I had sleep paralysis less often after that, but I would still see the shadow figure and hear things in the house until I met my girlfriend when I turned 18. When she came into my life, everything just stopped. I don't know why, but I'm glad it did. She did tell me later on that she too had similar stuff happen to her, but much worse. Even got a special preacher from another state to come in. She told me that the preacher told her that she was not possessed, that she had a special gift from God and that she was able to see spirits and communicate with them or something. But she doesn't. She's just as afraid of that stuff as I am. And she had a prayer over her and no longer sees things. I may have left out details or happenings of the paranormal stuff I went through, but this is a very true story and one that's in the back of my mind almost every day. I hope my prayers keep this thing at bay. And I pray that my grandpa is in a better place, and that was not truly him at the edge of my bed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.